Jesus is King is an album by Kanye West that was released a few weeks ago. When it was released, it debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, the first time ever that an album simultaneously was the number one album in the country and also the number one Christian album, or in other words, that a Christian, explicitly Christian album was number one in the country. And you might think, who's Kanye West? Ask your grandkids. Okay. I don't know if you don't know. You don't have to like, I'm not endorsing this album. I don't think, you don't have to like it. You don't have to like him. You don't have to like music. That's not my point. But it is endlessly fascinating to me, the fact that out of nowhere comes this artist who mostly had rapped about things that were about himself, self-aggrandizing, and now all of a sudden has a whole album that just talks about the fact that Jesus is King, talks about Jesus Christ. How often do you hear pop music talking about Jesus? And not only that, it also is the number one album in the country, or was. If you look on Spotify, what's Spotify? Ask your kids, okay. His tracks have been listened to, each of them, like on this album, over 30 million times, one of them over 70 million times. He was on The Late Show with James Corden. Ask your kids. And their interview had like 20 million views in like 2 days. Okay, so whatever's happening here, again, you don't have to like the music, and you don't have to like him. Maybe his next album is going to be Buddha is King. Who knows? But right now, we're talking about the fact that there's a public manifestation of Christianity in our country, which is very rare. And I think it shows us a few things. One thing it shows is that there are Christians still out there, that there's an excitement. When he has his little Sunday services at his ranch, he has a little church service, there's thousands of people come. Tens of thousands of people came when he was down in Houston. That there's this fascination from outsiders, but also this enthusiasm from believers saying, hey, look, here's a celebrity, and he's talking about Jesus right now. I am a Christian too. Don't tell anyone. But there's this like sense that if someone famous is talking about it, then it's a little bit more okay for me to talk about it as well. I think it's really interesting that it shows how the secular culture, especially if you look at the media culture, how they react when someone makes this public manifestation of their Christian faith. If you read a lot of the reviews of the album, it's like total garbage, stinks, uninspired, dumb, like pretty intelligent reviews. It's just how like terrible this album is. And you can think that, but it's obvious that whenever someone makes this public manifestation of their Christian faith in the media world, that they're going to immediately be met with derision, mockery, outright anger. And we see that in a little bit of our own lives if we come out there with our Christian faith as well. The one thing it shows me that I find most fascinating, though, is that it's still possible to talk about Jesus Christ in public, but we've bought into this lie that it's not polite to talk about our faith, that it's not polite to manifest our worship of Jesus Christ, the fact that we believe that Jesus Christ is King. The fact that Jesus Christ is King and the fact that we believe that is no small thing. Look at the good thief on the cross. He lived a lousy life, and now he's on the cross in our gospel today, and he says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus says, behold, this day you will be with me in paradise. If you ever see these stories of people who are wrongly convicted and then they are released from prison after a number of years, you see how happy they are. And they're just like, I don't care about that. I just want to go live my life. And they're all excited and stuff like that. Well, we have all been found guilty, just like those people, but not wrongfully, rightfully. We've been rightly convicted of our sins. But we've received pardon from the King. Our King, thanks be to God, and who knows why, has seen fit to pardon us, pardon the good thief, to free us from our sins, free us from the punishment due to our sins. And yet, when we receive that stay of execution, when we receive our pardon, what's our reaction? Could you imagine if you were the good thief to know that your kind of poor life on earth and the possibility of an even poorer life for eternity was just reversed? The sentence against you was just taken away? Do you think he'd have said, Jesus says to him, this day you'll be with me in paradise. And he'd say, cool. Well, I was thinking about some other things, and I have to go to the mall. And you'd be the most excited you could possibly be. You watch Price is Right, you know, a new car. People go crazy. They start jumping up and down on the stage and screaming. For us, you've received eternal life. Oh, okay, cool. The best of us, we've fallen victim to this lie that there's nothing public about our faith, that it's a private thing that happens on Sunday once a week for an hour. And we shuffle in and we shuffle out, never to talk about God again, except for our time here. Even like, I was thinking of like old sitcoms or whatever, like Leave It to Beaver, like the quintessential kind of slice of American life in the 1950s. Everything that you go to school, they eat, they have family meals, they go to the movie theater. You can never talk about God. There's no mention of God in the whole show. Most of these shows, we've bought into it for so long that even just speaking about my faith in Jesus Christ is controversial. And so you see someone like Kanye West, who's kind of, he even says it himself. He's like, I'm arrogant, I'm cocky, but now God is using that for himself. Well, he did the same thing with St. Paul. The St. Paul was zealous, right? He used to be zealous for persecuting Christians and kind of a jerk. Then he became zealous and kind of a jerk for promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the same thing with us too. God wants to use your gifts, even your weaknesses, to promote the faith. That sometimes we think the things that we don't like about ourselves are actually the very things that God wants to use for the spreading of his gospel. But in our country, we've bought into the fact that we can never talk about God in public. Even Kanye West went to a prison to play a concert, a free concert for prisoners, okay? A mega celebrity, Grammy award-winning artist, to go into a prison. And he sang his album. And immediately he was sued by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. This fact that we can't even talk about the fact that I'm Christian in public, or else we get sued. That's never been the case. Our country is not founded on those values. Yes, we have freedom of religion. Yes, we can practice or not practice any faith we want. But if you look at the holiday that we're celebrating this Thursday, Thanksgiving, read George Washington's inaugural announcement that we're going to have a holiday called Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to whom? Almighty God. The whole thing is about giving thanks and praise and glory to God who gave us this great country. Read Abraham Lincoln's address for Thanksgiving when he made it a mandatory federal holiday each year, a mandatory national federal religious holiday. He says, the reason why things are going so badly in our country right now is because we've turned our backs on God, that we've rejected God from our society. The U.S. president said that. In 2019, you see, one of the beautiful things about Christ the King is that when we see our country and politics falling apart, we know that our answer for life, our meaning in life, the solutions to our problems do not come from government or politicians or political parties. They come from our sovereign King, Jesus Christ, who is Lord here on earth and forever. He's the universal King. He's the King that gives life meaning. And we hear universal King, right? But he's not just the King of the universe. He's not just the King of everything. He's the King of each thing. He's the King of each moment of our lives, each sphere of society that we find ourselves in. Not just the church. He's not just the King of this building. And when you go out into the world, that he's absent. He is Lord and sovereign King of every aspect of our lives. And he's offered for us a chance to be a member in that kingdom. And if we look at ourselves and we say, I can't get excited about that, or if I am excited about that, I'm certainly not going to tell anyone about it, then we have to look at, why is that? Because the problem is not with God. What has been my experience of the faith? Have I invested in it? Have I given myself to it? Why am I embarrassed to talk about it? Because someone might think less of me? Well, then bring that to Jesus. See, Jesus, I'm afraid because people might think less of me, and let him help you. Say, well, you might experience some persecution in the short term, but in the long term, you could save a soul. Our job as good thieves who have been invited into his kingdom, the good thief was that day with him in paradise, as Jesus said, but our day before we enter into paradise is a bit longer, that we have some years on this earth. And basically, our job is just to drag as many people with us into the kingdom of God as possible. And to say that none of this is condescending or arrogant. You know, you'll say, I'm a Christian, therefore I am better than you. No, I'm a Christian because I'm a miserable sinner who needs the mercy of God in my life. And guess what? He actually gave it to me. And he can give it to you too. St. Paul always says, I'm the worst of all sinners. I'm a total loser. He didn't quite say that. I need Jesus in my life because on my own, I'm not enough. That's what it, so we're not arrogant about it. We're not condescending. We don't try to force people. Get into the baptismal font. Go. We don't do that. It's not how it works. We just publicly and joyfully and charitably mention our beliefs to people. We don't hide from the fact that we are members of Christ's kingdom. We see this, political parties, sports teams. Find something that you're passionate about. What about belonging to that group or having this hobby or some experience in your life? Because all of us are passionate about things. All of us have joy from things. And if you don't have joy or passion about your faith, then say, okay, what is it about this thing that gives me passion and joy? And how can I take those principles and find something in the Catholic Church that makes me happy? Find something in the faith of Jesus Christ that makes me passionate. Because there's so much out there. Art, music, philosophy, you know, any number of things that now apparently R&B music. Okay, so find something that you're excited about and find it in the faith. Where does that happen for me in the faith? Because this enthusiasm gap can't go on. We can't just go through life neutral about this subject. Either it's true that Jesus Christ is Lord of the universe, or it's not. If it's not, then what are we doing here? So I assume we all think that it is. And if it is true, it's the most important thing in our lives. And if it doesn't actually manifest itself in our life that way, then we have a responsibility to figure out why it doesn't. Because we can't sit in the back seat forever, especially in our world today. We have to be passionate about promoting the kingdom of God. And what does that mean? It means being loving, forgiving, joyful, peaceful. To say to someone, I do this because I'm a Christian. It's not threatening. It's not condescending. It's just a manifestation of who you are. And who you are is a member of the kingdom of God. So today, let us remember that Lord Jesus Christ is King. He is Lord of the entire universe and of every aspect and of every moment of my life.